effete gesture of dismissal copied from some prince seen somewhere along life's twisted way. I strode through the gate, thrown open in haste. I marched back to the Camellia Grotto, hoping ancient memory would not betray me. Garden's employees yapped at my heels. I ignored them. My way took me past a pond so smooth and silvery its surface formed a mirror. I halted, mouth dropping open. I did indeed cut an imposing figure, cleaned up and dressed up. But were my eyes two eggs of fire, and my open mouth a glowing furnace? "I'll strangle those two in their sleep," I murmured. Worse than the fire, I had a shadow, a barely perceptible specter, behind me. It hinted that the legate was but an illusion cast by something darker. Damn those two and their practical jokes. When I resumed moving, I noted that the gardens were packed, but silent. The guests all watched me. I had heard that the gardens were not as popular as once they had been. They were there to see me. Of course, the new general, the unknown legate out of the Dark Tower. The wolves wanted a look at the tiger. I should have expected it. The escort. They had had 4 days to tell tales around town. I turned on all the outward arrogance I could muster, and inside I echoed to the whimper of a kid with stage fright. I settled in the Camellia Grotto, out of sight of the crowd. Shadows played about me. The staff came to inquire after my needs. They were revolting in their obsequiousness. A disgusting little part of me gobbled it up, a part just big enough to show why some men lust after power. But not for me, thank you. I am too lazy, and I am, I fear, the unfortunate victim of a sense of responsibility. Put me in charge, and I try to accomplish the ends to which the office was allegedly created. I guess I suffer from an impoverishment of the sociopathic spirit necessary to go big time. How do you do the show, with the multiple-course meal, when you are accustomed to patronizing places where you take whatever is in the pot, or starve? Craft. Take advantage of the covey hovering about, fearful I might devour them if not pleased. Ask this, ask that. Use a physician's habitual intuition for the hinted and implied, and I had it whipped. I sent them to the kitchens with instructions to be in no haste, for a companion might join me later. Not that I expected, lady. I was going through the motions. I meant to keep my date without its other half. Other guests kept finding excuses to pass by and look at the new man. I began to wish I had brought my escort along. There was a rolling rumble like the sound of distant thunder, then a hammer clap close at hand. A wave of chatter ran through the gardens, followed by grave-dead silence. Then the silence gave way to the rhythm of steel-tapped heels falling in unison. I did not believe it. Even as I rose to greet her, I did not believe it. Tower guards hove into view, halted, parted. Goblin came hup-two-threeing between them, strutting like a drum major, looking like his namesake freshly scrounged from some especially fiery hell. He glowed. He trailed a fiery mist which evaporated a few yards behind him. He stepped down into the grotto and gave the place the fish-eye and me a wink.